Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Chester Elton's here. Chester's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 9 years as a member. Couldn't do without him. He's the founder of The Culture Works, the co-author of the Orange Books, the Carrot Books, I should say, The Carrot Principle and The Orange Revolution, and their new book, which at least the newest one that I know about, is called All In. It's a great book, but I love the title because that's the way we are small business owners. We're all in, aren't we? Chester Elton, welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Hey, Chester, one of the things you guys work on, you and Adrian work on a lot, is identifying, scanning the globe for people and companies who are doing excellent things, especially in the area of customer care, but also especially in the area of helping employees be all that they can be.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting, Jim. With the advent of so much technology and so much information and so many apps and so on, what we found is that business was kind of being dehumanized. And you and I have talked a little bit about this before, that it's all about getting stuff done at any cost. And we forget that the people that are delivering that great service and those great products are people. And we talk a lot about humanizing business, just making sure that you understand that there are people and emotions and families behind those businesses. Well, one of the companies that I think does that really well is Avis Budget. You know, they have a great slogan anyway. One of the great slogans in advertising history is that we try harder.
Right.
And when you think about that,
that's an old slogan too.
Yeah, it stood the test of time, right? But when you think about that slogan, it's very humanizing. It's we together try harder for our customers, which are also humans, right?
Right.
And so they are great storytellers, and every morning they'll send out a blast email to all their locations around the world about some customer heroics that happened in Toronto or Los Angeles or London, and they tell these stories. You know, you mentioned
now when you say customer heroics, tell us what you mean by customer heroics.
Well, somebody at Avis, the employee, that did something heroic for the customer.
Ah.
Okay. There you go. So, for example, they'll tell the story of, you'll love this one, where there was a soldier had come back from Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in line to get his car. Now, he'd come back because his wife was giving birth to their first child. And there he was at the back of the line, and people could hear him on the phone. His wife was literally in the hospital, in labor, screaming at him, saying, you've got to get here, you've got to get here. Well, everybody's kind of hearing it, but nobody really knows what to do. And then the Avis employee at the counter reaches back, grabs a set of keys, throws them to him and says, soldier, get to your wife. We'll settle up later.
What a great story. We'll settle up later.
Now, literally, he goes on to tell the story that he gets into the labor room literally a minute before his child is born. Now, think about that for a minute.
Wow.
If he'd have waited in line, he would have missed one of the most significant things in his life.
Right.
But because an Avis employee said, no, this is a human situation. Forget the rules. Here you go, soldier. Fires in the keys. People applauded in the line, And now, he was a lieutenant at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now he's a colonel. What agency do you think they call when they need to rent cars for their soldiers?
Absolutely. Go through the things that surely happened, unless you absolutely know. Tell us what surely happened to get that employee to the point where they felt that he or she felt comfortable in making such a statement.
Well, see, I think you know, in a culture where you have storytelling, which I think is very, very important, I think it builds your culture. You see, this Avis employee, I'm sure, like the rest, had been hearing every morning these little reports. They literally send out a blast email with these stories every mm-hmm. day to empower their employees. And she had maybe heard of a similar story or had heard of another colleague in another location that had done something remarkable for a customer that had gone well. So she felt very empowered and very safe in being able to break the rules for something that was extraordinary. I mean, there is no, you know, HR manual that says, by the way, if you find a soldier that's returned back from Afghanistan whose wife's in labor at the hospital and
right.
in the back of the line, just go ahead and give him the keys. You're never going to have that much detail.
But at least,
right?
but surely someone said, okay, guys, we're in business to make money. We have a product to sell. We need to deliver a product and collect for the money. And this is what we're in business for. But the people we're in business with are customers. And they're human beings, and we're more interested in the relationship than we are the transaction when it comes down to making that decision.
Right, and that's exactly right. And see, that's very empowering and very enabling for people. You know, we talk about in our book, All In, that engagement is important. You know, there's been a lot of research, a lot of talk about how do you engage your employees. But what we found in the research was a real aha was when you enable the employee and you energize them around a cause, we call it E plus E plus E, enablement, mm-hmm. you know, engagement, enablement, and energy. When those three are in place, productivity goes way up. I feel much more like I'm a part of the ownership of the company. I have responsibilities not just to the company, but to your point, to the customer. And when you get those three aligned, literally operating margins and whatnot double. So not only is it the rehumanizing of business and remembering who it is we're serving and who we employ, but there's a huge financial benefit on the back end when you can align those three E's.
Well, one of my favorite things to do, and my audience probably is already way ahead of me. They're probably rolling their eyes right now, Chester, but one of the things that I invoke around here all the time is that prophecy of John Nesbitt 30 years ago, a little more than 30 years ago, when he said, the more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we will want.
Yeah.
And that's what you're talking about. And I like the fact, I mean, I like the fact that you talked about the human part, and I want to talk about that some more when we come back, because, folks, that's one thing, with all the changes that have happened, humans really haven't changed that much. Chester Elton is our guest. The book is called All In. The company is The Culture Works. Put a .com on the end, right, Chester? And that's their website.
Absolutely.
TheCultureWorks.com. Quick break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.